B-Pod Studios.
Zolak and Bertrand are live at Gillette Stadium for Training Camp 2022, presented by Safety Insurance on Boston's home for New England Patriots football. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I tweeted about SMH, what Pedro was first. Do you have a chance to speak to him at all about kind of his headspace and, you know, as a team? This is a pretty significant rumor.
Yeah, it's a significant rumor. It's something that you want do your best to take with a grain of salt. You know, I feel like JB's maturing in mindset, and he knows that. And I talked to him, texted him, give him reach out as much as you can. But it's one of those things that it's the league, it's a business. One of those things you can't really be discouraged by, because it's not that we don't like. It's not like I feel like we love JB. Everyone here in Boston, everyone on the team. So same with, and it kind of shows how valuable he is. You know, the fact that top 10 player in the world, like, you're the focal point. Like, it's one of those things. I remember back in the day with Al Jefferson and KG. It's like, it's one of those things. Like, you're just like, oh dang, like Al Jefferson. Like, but it's not even like the difference. I think JB is just amazing. I think he's gonna come and approach it even better. He's gonna take it for like a competitive mindset too. So if it doesn't work out, which I don't know what it is or not, I don't know how, I'm not involved in them, those processes. But I think that he's going to come back with a chip on the shoulder. I love that.
Bertrand live from Patriots training camp this hour. Coverage brought to you by Win Waste Innovations. That was Celtics spokesperson. I'm sorry, Celtics forward Grant Williams, who seemed very nervous in that answer, said a lot of things there. Man, there was a lot of words on the rumors of Jaylen Brown potentially being traded to the Nets for Kevin Durant. He even dropped in at one point an Al Jefferson KG comparison.
Seems fair.
Oh man. And at one point said he has matured. Like, who is Grant Williams to be saying that Jaylen Brown, I think he's matured? Who are you to be the judge of this, Grant Williams?
Is he the only guy available to talk to?
Well, Grant Williams, I keep seeing him speak, and I keep wondering how it is that people keep finding him. And I think, well, maybe he's finding the media. Maybe he likes to speak. Oh, my God. Celtics are going to trade him at some point just so they don't have to listen to him. Just so Ime doesn't have to listen to him anymore. That's Grant Williams. Man, he seems to think that rumor is legit. Just based on the things he's talking about, he seems to buy it. I'm not involved in those processes. But there's one player on the Celtics roster that sounds like he very much believes that there are ongoing trade talks and that it's a possibility that Jaylen Brown has moved for Kevin Durant. And if he doesn't get traded, he's going to come back with a chip on his shoulder, according to his teammate Grant Williams. Okay. Another league executive, meanwhile, is saying that Jaylen Brown is loyal and is all in on the Celtics. I don't know, what league executive would know that outside of a Celtics executive. But Steve Bolpet had this from a league exec. The quote is, "I think Jaylen is long-term. If they want him long-term and they're going to pay him the contract he deserves, I think he's all in on Boston. From everything I've been told, Jaylen's a loyal guy. I know frustration can happen when things aren't going well, and I think we saw some of that earlier in this past season. But when you take a step back and look at things, I think he wants to be there. And any problems that could ever happen with that relationship would probably have to come from him getting the idea that they are not in on him.
They can't F this up and try and undercut him from a money standpoint. They need to pony up. If you want him here and you want these two guys together, meaning him and Tatum, then you got to pay the two. We know what Jason's making already. Don't screw this up by, Jason's really the star. You're kind of the second fiddle guy, right?
Okay, well, the first thing is always the contract, right? The money is always the most important.
Money cures everything.
But for
respect.
For what he wants in his career.
It seems like a respect guy. I need the respect, right?
And so this is what I would say, if true, if this executive does know something. Okay, the contract's there. I think you just even sort of ignore that part. Well, yeah, of course, it has to be there. If you don't give a player a contract that he thinks he deserves, he then doesn't want to play for you. That's the first item. Okay, you pass that hurdle, the Celtics want to pay him. My concern is he doesn't like it here. He doesn't like Boston. He doesn't like the fan base not giving him enough credit. Any of those things.
Yeah.
And if those are not items that you have to be concerned with, that he thinks to himself, no, I like the Celtics and I like playing here. And as long as they pay me what I'm worth, I'm happy to be here. If that's the case, then they should not be trading for Kevin Durant. They should settle that with him and say, no, we're committed to you. Are you committed to playing here? As long as we're paying you the most money you can make? Yes. Okay. Done. Story over.
Right.
That to me is where it ends. And every day, the new Kevin Durant rumors, I find them obnoxious. And he doesn't even play in Boston. He's just rumored to be in a trade talk with Boston.
Right. Now he's going to threaten to retire.
Is he going to threaten to retire? No, that report's bogus. No, he's not threatening to retire. Oh, is he going to sit out games? Maybe. We don't know. I'm tired of it, man. I'm tired of that.
I don't even think he desires to come to Boston. I think he seems like the guy just wants the hell out of New York. He's just not happy. Now he wants out.
And he probably knows that Boston is a place he could go win right now.
Yeah.
By the way, this, of course, follows that Kevin Durant was with Jason Tatum, working out.
I get it.
That fuels things a little bit, doesn't it?
Do we read too much into this? These guys all do it, though. They do it all offseason.
I don't know.
Some of them
I know they do. No, I know they do. You're right. I don't know. The timing of this one?
Like, to me, Jason Tatum doesn't seem like a freaking recruiter. Sorry. Like, I just think, hey, man, you want to work out? Yeah, let's go work out. Let's shoot around. I think Jason would go in the gym with him, shoot around, play for, an hour and a half, get 90 minutes of work in, and not talk about, like, hey, man, we could do this together. Kyrie, on the other hand, seems like the recruiter.
Like, how do you think Jaylen Brown feels seeing that photo?
I'd be pissed.
Okay, then.
I think he's getting pissed. Who's the alpha in here? I'm the alpha.
If Kevin Durant.
Don't forget, I was the third pick in the draft, too.
Yeah. If Kevin
Durant. This guy was the third pick in the draft, too.
Good. No, please. I'm an idiot. If Kevin Durant got traded last week to another team and then they were working out, then I don't think it's an issue.
Right.
Like, the timing of this, you could go work out with anybody. If you're Tatum or Durant now, like, they chose to go work out with each other.
You know what? Should we be?
I mean,
should we be more pissed that Grant Williams is always kind of hanging with Tatum too? Like, he's in the club too. Like, I mean, what is it? One or the other? Like, okay, we get pissed. Like, why is Grant Williams the one that's always talking? Because he likes to talk, and he's at every party. He's the one in the Hamptons with them all. He's the one at the next party with them all. He's the one out at the let's get him at the ESPYs. Yeah, that's right. We'll have we'll set it up with Steph Curry, and he can. Hey, what's up, Grant? You know, I mean, be quiet. I want to hear from Tatum. Tatum has had a chance to speak on this, and he hasn't really just. Damn it, Pondergrant. I want JB to be here for life. I want JB and me to be a Celtic for life. I want to run this thing back. No, it's like I stay out of this. Those are decisions. When you as the player, when you're the star of the team in that sport, you go on record on an interview and say, I stay out of that, out of the middle. It's above my head. I don't make those decisions. Well, you kind of do when you're a supermax player, when you're a top five player in the NBA. Yeah, you make those decisions. Because Kevin Durant's trying to make it down in Brooklyn right now. Kyrie already did. I mean, they all do. All those big guys, all the top guys, make decisions. We got dust up.
Yeah, a little bit. Devontae Parker was mixing it up with the secondary there. They broke it up, though.
But isn't that kind of the point with Tatum's zone?
Tatum
he doesn't
like
seem to have that in his DNA.
I agree.
You know, he wants.
I want him to act like Brown.
Wants to win games. He wants to be a part of a winning team. I think he wants the ball at the end of the game. But when it comes to building a team and being the de facto GM of a team. That doesn't interest him nearly as much. And when he answers things like, I love my team, it's not my decision, I think he's just being honest. It's like, it's really got nothing to do with me. I want to be the best player out there, and I want to win it all. But, you know, who I end up playing with, whether it's Jaylen Brown or Kevin Durant, doesn't have anything to do with me. And quite frankly, I kind of find that refreshing.
Or he's just super savvy and doesn't want anyone onto him, the fact that he's involved in
I don't think
whatever goes
it.
On behind the scenes.
Or he's just being smart because he realizes that at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter what he wants because as good as Jason Tatum is, he doesn't command the same or the Celtics aren't going to allow him or maybe anyone else to come in there and start running the team like LeBron has in various places, like Kevin Durant has. And that's not going to happen. And he's being savvy to the point where it's like, look, no matter what I want, they're going to do what they're going to do, and I'm going to have to play with whoever is out there on the court with me next season.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna keep my mouth shut.
He's not even 25 yet. You know what kids like, in their early 20s like to be told what to do. Be here at this time, do this, play this, you're going to get paid. He's happy getting paid. Like, he's happy playing basketball. Like, yeah, Kobe and Shaq, they all knew they were good for each other. They didn't like each other. That's well documented. And that thing broke up at the end, but damn it, when they reflect back, they know we won championships because we did what we had to do on the court together.
Right.
Yeah, you know, we needed each other. Brady and Belichick knew they needed each other. You know?
I don't like painting all the you know, the top players with the same brush. It's like they all do this, they all speak up, they all want to build their own team. A lot of guys do, and a lot of guys are angling not for this season, but the next season, 2 years from now. Who's going to be a free agent? Who's going to be able to choose? Where could we end up going? But I think, like you said, Zoe, there are a handful of guys who are maybe even more typical of an athlete mindset where they like the structure,
right,
and they don't mind being saddled only with you work on your game,
yeah,
and try and be the best player that you can be for next year. In football, it's almost necessary. It's like, no, you got to have the structure, and you can't have 53 guys all angling to be the alpha. There's one alpha in the room, and it's the head coach, and everyone's just kind of got to be there at the appointed time and put in the work and do the job. And I think there are some guys like that in the NBA. Maybe it's becoming less of the norm, but maybe Tatum's one of those guys.
And I know Ime's good for this group, but is it good to have the number two guy as the alpha? And I say Brown's the number two because I know Jason's a more talented guy. I'm not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But I want him to act like Brown, if that makes sense.
Let's pick it up on the other side. We got some calls waiting. Let's get to those calls. Also is Brad Stevens, who's been so good in his role as Celtics GM. Has he handled this well? That's all coming up next here on Zolak and Bertrand from Foxborough.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
No one gets you into training camp like we do. Live from Gillette Stadium, it's Zolak and Bertrand, presented by Safety Insurance on Boston's home for New England Patriots football, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Kick it!
Holy crap. This hour of training camp coverage brought to you by Win Waste Innovations. Development here on the field in Foxborough, and that is a full-on brawl.
Melee. It was such a melee here, and there was one guy swinging. I think it was Damian Harris, and it was an inside drill in a team period. The other field vacated and came over. It was like the baseball kid guys running out of the bullpen.
Yeah, it was almost,
oh my God,
almost every player on the field was somehow involved.
Belichick is pissed.
He is heated.
This is Carolina. It's what they do. It's what I told you before practice. There's going to be a couple of these today.
So Christian Wilkerson and Kendrick Bourne are being escorted out. They've been thrown out.
There they go.
Anthony Jennings was very much involved. And he, at one point, he was still so hot that he pushed Troy Brown.
I think it was by accident.
I don't know, man. Yeah. It was at the end. It's like it was over at that point.
Wow.
And he was still pissed off. But Damian Harris was right in the middle of it, however it started. Damian Harris, was he the one swinging?
No, but he's in the huddle right now, so it couldn't have been him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I said. Yeah. I mean, it was a full team one. Wow.
That's good stuff.
That's good stuff today.
That's what we're looking
for. We're in practice now.
That's what we're looking for. Football.
His first day.
Being pissed off. That's right.
Belichick was really getting into it one of the Carolina coaches.
Yeah.
They were heated.
Yep. It's almost like they were encouraging it.
I want to say, I think that might be the angle there from Carolina. Matt Rhule, is he into that? Is he into starting fights? Is that his MO?
Tell you what, Devontae Parker. Devontae Parker
is over there
good.
Going, he's such a hardo.
Matt Rhule. Stupid vest that he wears.
Did you think that, yeah,
like
we'll
Capello,
get back to the Kevin
like
Durant stuff. But did you think that, in a way, Bill Belichick had a backhanded compliment of Matt Rhule yesterday?
I didn't hear it.
He got asked about him and he said, oh, yeah, you know, a ton of respect for Matt. Really, really did a great job at Baylor and at Temple, and we knew we had contact with him then. Didn't say anything about him as a head coach of the Carolina Panthers or that, you know, he's doing a good job with that team. No, talked about his days at Baylor and Temple. I thought that was a little odd. I'm like, oh.
That's probably more fresh to Bill, though, you know, like. Yeah, we studied in Carolina week, but I didn't spend a lot of time on Carolina.
Right.
You know, you're in the middle of the season when you got the Panthers. Yeah. You spent a week on him.
I guess.
Sam Darnold.
So it looks like Belichick was getting into it with Phil Snow.
Who's that?
The defensive coordinator.
And that's good.
Which makes sense because it was the Pats offense that was on this field, and it was their defense. And at the end of it, it was Phil Snow was really giving it to Belichick. So. Yeah, it's a little spicy.
Where did Phil Snow come from? He was with him at Baylor.
He was Baylor.
He's a college guy.
At Baylor, yeah.
That's a name I would not have known.
The two receivers that looked the best today to me is Devontae Parker and Jacoby Myers. Jacoby Myers made a nice catch right there. Good ball by Jones. Jones looks really good and dialed in today.
I think Jonnu Smith recovered from a rough start today.
I haven't seen anything yet.
I've seen a couple of catches that he's made. And I've watched
That's not that I haven't seen him. The plays I've watched.
He's run some good intermediate routes and gotten open on them, but he was not on the receiving end of a pass.
All right. That's got me going today.
All right, let's go. To your calls. Jake in Boston has info on Kevin Durant. What's the scoop?
Where there's smoke, there's fire, and we've got Coconut Grove waiting to happen. You have these photos from Draymond's wedding, and I noticed the green outline on these photos. What a troll by Draymond creating a photo barrier, which is a Celtics championship banner. And thank God Grant Williams wasn't there like he was at Michael Rubin's white party. But it's very clear that Jason Tatum is in the superstar clique and Jaylen Brown isn't. Then you have all the Celtics butt kissers, and I'm not talking about like Forsberg and Himmelsbratt. I'm talking about the people in the Boston hospitality, real estate, the entrepreneurial industries. They're getting very, very excited about this. They're chatting this up. Like the guys at Aria and Strega here in the North End where, oh, I don't know, Tatum was here for dinner last week. You think he might have dropped a hint to Nick Verano or Massimo from Aria? Of course he might have. He won't tell us. Donta Jaden, on the other hand, has not been around. Remember 2 years ago when Donta Jaden got all these sorts of PR puff pieces from Nicole Yang at Boston.com? The PR train for Jaylen Brown has stopped. And then you have the Sacris boys, the real estate.
So that's
I don't know what you're talking about.
Reading the tea leaves, saying that all the energy has shifted in favor of Kevin Durant coming to the Celtics. That's what that is. He's saying the energy has shifted. There you go.
You speak Jake.
I do.
Yeah.
Of course, though, he brings up the most horrific things every time he calls. Coconut Grove. Like, really?
It's not necessary.
Oh, my God. He finds ways to be offensive when he doesn't need to be. Let's go to Cappy in New Hampshire. What's up, Cappy?
Good morning. We got
another fight. Hold
Cappy,
on.
I got to put you on
Shut
hold.
Up.
It all hell's
oh
broken loose there again.
Look at this.
Second. I'm wondering if at some point.
This is great. Bill's going to call practice.
Bill calls the practice and cancels the rest of the practice. We've got, I would say, 60% of the players on the field are involved in this.
What unprofessional a-holes. Like, you're going to get on the plane, come up here, and cause two fights. Like, you know, the Patriot players don't want to deal with Belichick's wrath after these.
Why do you automatically assume it's the Panthers who were causing the fights?
Because I would think they would get away more with it with Matt Rhule, and he likes this kind of stuff, where Bill really doesn't like this kind of stuff. Bill has rules. You fight, you miss, you're gone.
Yeah, Bill throws his own guys out of practice for fights.
Yep.
Which I don't totally agree with.
We heard something about Revis when he was here at the end, and Bill kept him out.
Oh, man, did we ever.
The ground.
That was sort of a ridiculous circumstance, though. That wasn't just exactly a fight. That was two teammates before practice even started.
You know what you need to run here? One of those outside motion plays, toss crack, where you just come out and that receiver comes in, just ear holes that freaking defender from the side. Take it right up their ass. Take it right around in. This can be fired up. Go right at their ass here. Wow, this is good. Two fights in a matter of 10 minutes. Come on down, people.
I got to watch the next play here.
Yeah, I can't do the show.
Ference was in the middle of that one, apparently.
Good. Good outside throws here by the quarterbacks in this drill. Completions to the outside, deep bow routes, a couple quick outs, comebacks. Hoyer doing a good job throwing here, too. Quarterbacks look good today.
Should be an interesting game on Friday night.
Let's talk to Cappy in New Hampshire. Cappy.
Morning, gentlemen. How we doing?
Good morning. Sorry about that.
No worries. Wild times down there.
Yeah, I mean, hell of a day to come down.
I have a question for Hardy.
Yeah.
Mr. Poole, when you were enjoying your hot tub in the evening with your adult beverage and the nature calls, what do you do? Pepsi.
Oh, God. Well, first of all, I don't have any adult beverages in the hot tub. And second of all, that is a much too confined space.
I would agree with that.
I mean, you're talking about 500 gallons at the most. You don't go in the hot tub. It's disgusting.
That's what I'm saying. Don't you step outside and just go outside and then get back in the hot tub?
No, I go before I go in the hot tub.
I'm glad you brought this up. Like, I have a pool at home. I don't pee in my pool, which might surprise you.
You know why? Because you do the chemicals and you take care of the pool.
Yep. Right.
That's like me. I'm like, I'm not going to pee in the pool. I go pee in your pool, though.
I mean,
my pool.
I wouldn't like to let yourself go in a contained space that you're in that you swim in it or bathe in it.
Yeah, I'm the one who does all the maintenance on the hot tub.
Right.
And it's not a lot, but I was out there last night.
Yeah.
Checking the chemical. Ooh, there we do a little shock and all this. Why would I make more work for myself by adding contaminants?
You're really not. I mean, it's really not a big deal.
This sounds like somebody who pees in his own pool.
I don't.
So, is that exactly what?
Nope.
What that
he
guy
knows
sounds
me.
Like I've right
talked
now.
About yeah. this, Jim. And I don't pee in my pool.
Don't you have a saltwater pool, Beetle?
No. Chlorine.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. They called the two teams up. They're both getting a talking to here.
Yeah.
I'm sure Rule's telling them, keep it going. They're not going to call practice, are they? Wait a minute.
I don't know.
It's 11:30.
No, it's 11:30. Yeah. They're 2 hours in.
Pretty close to calling it anyway.
I think they're going to get out of here.
Oh, look at them. Like, Carolina players are happy. They're slapping each other, clapping.
Oh, yeah. They're thrilled.
Look at them.
They are thrilled with it. Matt Rule's going to go give them all an attaboy when they get back to whatever locker room they're using here. The UMass one. They're using the UMass one, so.
Probably. yeah, they use a visiting locker room. They fill it up.
Yeah.
I think they use the overflow, too, and they have nice spaces. They use the Optum Lounge, I think, down there. They've got good facilities underneath to take care of the visiting teams. They're going to feed them here and all that stuff. Do the meetings. They have enough space to take two teams. That's good. I like the joints. Oh, no, they're going to still go at it here. Looks like defense.
I was going to say, they're going to do some special team stuff? What are they going to do?
This is offense versus defense here. This
okay.
is their defense, starting D.
But the entire Patriots team is huddled
up
with Bill Belichick at the moment.
Bill is still giving it to him.
Bill is speaking to the entire team.
And look at him. I've never seen him this animated.
Ever? I mean, come on.
No, but like, he'd stand there and just be direct. He's moving back and forth in the middle of that huddle, making sure each side hears him.
Oh, I'd love to hear the audio of that,
this
wouldn't you?
This is so good for radio. I don't care right now. I don't care.
Bob's on.
This is why we're here.
Now all the refs are going over to the Patriots side.
This is why we're here.
It's like the ump walking out from home plate to break up the meeting at the mound.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Refs are like, let's go.
We're going to hear from Bob on 495 before we get to headlines here. Bob, what do you got?
Couple of things. Preface this with, I'm not that bright. So can you guys answer me two things? Isaiah Wynn, terrible. How did he survive his rookie contract and obviously the fifth-year option? The money is really not that advantageous for the Patriots. And, Hardy, what do you think of the Topgolf Canton?
Has that been a long-time rumor?
Tell me about Topgolf Canton. Is it happening?
Is it going to happen?
What do you mean?
There's been a rumor.
Is he there?
No. A long rumor about that, long time rumor.
There's a lot of work being done on the road that it's supposed to be on, but I don't know anything about it.
All right, let's get to headlines here. Training camp practice continues in Foxborough with the offense onto the field. We'll give you an update on that coming up right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Live from Gillette Stadium. It's New England Patriots Training Camp 2022, presented by Safety Insurance on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Also brought to you by United Construction and Wind Waste Innovations. Now, from the practice field, Scott Zolak and Mark Bertrand.
Our training camp coverage in Foxborough brought to you by Wind Waste Innovations. Patriots and Panthers continue their joint practice, and we thought it may be wrapping up. It is not.
Yeah, not wrapping up. An initial melee, not Damian Harris. It was Wilkerson down the sideline. He got a little fracas with the sideline as he was walking back. Some jarring ensued, but then the Panthers, I guess, lost their mind, and it started snapping, and you know, both fields cleared. They came over. Everybody had to be separated. Then somebody squared up on Bourne, and he threw a punch. Wilkerson and Bourne were kicked out from the Patriots side of it. So, and then another one started to ensue over there. We don't know who they were.
Ferentz has been kicked out of practice, too.
Another lineman. Nothing good. Nothing better than a good fight at camp.
He's been thrown out.
So, I knew it today. Set it at the top.
You did. I did. You already called this one.
Yep.
Something about Carolina or just something about the nature of joint practices?
Some where these are going to be hit. Yeah, it's the one odd one because, like, you say, okay, we're going to have joint practices. Ooh, with Carolina, that's interesting.
Ew.
Like, yeah.
Like, you wouldn't expect it next week.
No. I expect no fights next week. Like Billy O'Brien's Houston Texans. You're like, okay, that makes sense. Bill knows. They know each other, and they know what they're trying to accomplish. Carolina's got a little swagger to them. They're a little renegade-ish, if you know what I mean. This is good. I like what I'm seeing from the Patriots.
Yeah, offensively.
They'll fight.
This looks much better today.
They look a lot better offensively, they even do. Some of the zone runs. Mack had a bad throw over here to Jacoby Myers, but the other ones, I mean, Devontae Parker, he's having a hell of a camp. He really is. I think Kendrick Bourne's struggling a little bit. You get ejected from practice like that, your frustrations carry over, not making a ton of plays. A couple handoffs to Jonnu Smith to try and get him involved here. So it creates opportunities. Like, no Hunter Henry. He went to the locker room. It's a lot of reps for Smith today against Wands, which is good for him. He needs them.
All right, let's continue on talking about this a little bit. As we get ready for practice to wind down, we'll be hearing from some of the players after that. But I do want to go back to what we were talking about, if we can go back to it, which was, how do you think the Celtics have handled this situation the last few weeks with these rumors on the Kevin Durant front? How do you think Brad Stevens has done? Nick Wright.
No.
Here, sir, go ahead.
This, I think, is how you have to handle it if you're Brad. But if you don't want to piss off guys like Jaylen Brown, put an end to it. We're not interested. We're not doing it.
Right.
There's a why are they playing it this way then? Which tells me they're interested in Durant. But they're just playing together, playing a waiting game. We'll just wait. It benefits the Celtics the longer you wait. Because it's not like, okay, you have all these teams that are desperate to get Durant. Seems like it's pretty minuscule. Maybe between two teams. Maybe it's you and Miami. I don't know. But I think the longer it plays out, it benefits the Celtics more than panicking and going to get him right now. But you're also risking pissing off your second best player or maybe your best player. I know everybody, I'm in the minority there. You know, 90 to 10. Everybody, it's Tatum's team. But I love the way Brown plays. I'm a Brown guy. I've loved Jaylen Brown from day one. But you're risking pissing him off the longer you let this thing have life. The Celtics are letting it have life.
T-Bone, do we have the audio of Nick Wright on FS1 on this very item?
Surprised that the Celtics keep making the same mistake. Wild. Listen, Brad Stevens or whomever is talking, here's the rule. Either you hold a press conference and you say, as we've seen GMs say, listen, my job is at every point to evaluate every single opportunity to make our team better, and that's that. Yes. Or you say everyone is off limits. What you can't do is continuing siphoning your team amongst untouchables and touchables. Because now, this is Jason Tatum. He's like, hey, Robert Williams, you're the other guy on the team they really like. And Marcus Smart's like, oh, hi, Jalen. You and me over here in the touchable category. What are you doing? Like, why? Yep. Why? If you're telling the world you won't include Robert Williams, you know what you're also telling the world? Marcus Smart can be had, though. I'm sure this makes Robert Williams feel great. Probably makes Marcus Smart not feel so great. I don't know why they keep stepping on this same rake.
I like that.
He's got a point, though.
I like that.
He's got a point. Yeah, that's... You put that out there. Like, oh, no, you can't include Robert Williams. Oh, but Smart is in? And Derek White's available? And you know, Jalen Brown's available?
There's a weird one that Durant wants to play with Smart. Like, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense to me. Hey, I want to go to Boston to play with Marcus Smart. No, we don't need to pump his tires anymore.
I do like that line, though. Why do you keep stepping on this same rake?
Yeah.
Ow.
And what he's saying is there's been no public element to this. No public element. Man, Christian McCaffrey is looking good.
Wow. Their sideline talk smack. Jeez.
There's no Brad Stevens saying in an interview, hey, yeah, we obviously engaged in a conversation with them because we explored that, but, you know, we like our guys and we're out. They haven't done that. And if you're not saying you're out, the same way if you're saying Robert Williams is not available, that indicates Marcus Smart is. If you're not saying that out, it means you're in. That's what it means.
Exactly. They're in it. They're in it, but they're trying to quietly be in it.
But they're not. I mean, it's out there. They're in it. They're in it for Kevin Durant. And if Jaylen Brown is a guy who does want to stay here, and as that league exec told Steve Ballpett, he's loyal to Boston and wants to be here, then that's where it should end. Then be done with it. Be done with the Kevin Durant chase. If Brown wants to be here, then you should want to hang on to him and build the team.
No, Carolina's going nuts because they made a play all the way down to goal line. Great catch.
Great catch. Great play.
Baker Mayfield would have been sacked 3 times on that one play. This is a disastrous period for the Carolina offensive line. Four times. A Patriot defender, once by Dietrich Wise, I didn't see who this guy was, came by and slapped Baker Mayfield on the back. Like, that's, you're down. You're out. Then Mayfield holds on the ball, slides up, and throws a bomb. And they're like, yeah, they think they completed it. No, you'd have been dead to backfield.
All right, practice is going to wrap up at some point soon. And when it does, we'll be talking to at least one Patriots player when that happens. So stay tuned for that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No one gets you into training camp like we do. Live from Gillette Stadium, it's Solak and Bertrand. Presented by Safety Insurance on Boston's home for New England Patriots football. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, show continues. Zolak, Bertrand, Beadle, Hardy, Zoe, everyone here.
Good day to be here.
Louth is here.
Good day to be here.
Howie's here. We haven't seen T-Bone in a solid month.
It's been all right. Can you imagine just
only
just...
Hardy has.
Well, you guys went out on a date.
We had our big date on Saturday night.
Yeah, but it was a lot of it. Like, if you'd have taken him to see Def Leppard, that's a date. Hey, we're going out in the city, man.
This was sophisticated. Classy.
It was.
No, it's like you want to go to some jazz bars.
Oh, yeah. I could have.
A hookah restaurant or something.
Could have bought a couple of bleacher seats for Def Leppard, but instead I sprung for front row tickets the second they went on sale, and I took T-Bone with me. So who do you think's getting lucky? The guy who, you know, takes his date to the bleacher seats at Fenway, or front row at the South Shore Music Circus with the sea air? You know, wafting over you as you listen to the...
What town were you in there, Hardy?
Texas, Cohasset.
Mm-hmm.
The Texas swing and the blues and the jazz.
The rotating stage.
I mean...
I was there one time.
We couldn't keep our hands off each other.
So you tell me what's a better date night.
I was there one time. It was early 90s. Went there to see Vince Gill, a bunch of the guys and our significant other's wives.
Did you get lucky that night?
Lucky every night.
Yeah, hey, luck's got nothing to do with it, am I right?
Yeah.
Make your own luck.
Could you imagine being T-Bone? Like, you're stuck. The only guy you see is Milliken every day. Not us.
I'm really enjoying this Milliken militia. We've got the follows and the follow backs.
T-Bone blocked
them. I'm reading through their timelines.
What is it that they do, though?
I'm not sure, but I'm really into it.
They double
I've
down
only
on
been
Milliken.
Into it for about 20 minutes, but I'm really into it.
Yeah, they pound stats.
Hey, here's what I want to know, Milliken. Are we picking up new listeners as a result of your appearances on Section 10? Because that's what I'm really hoping for.
Potentially. I don't know. It seems like people are pretty happy so far with the way the podcast has been going. So let's
talk about the show. I don't care about the podcast. Care about our show.
No, you're not understanding. I'm saying if the people enjoy the podcast
do you pump
Milliken.
Show, that's what I want to know.
I'm sure he doesn't, but anyway.
Tie in together.
I just want to know if, yeah, that's true, though. They should all know where to come find
Carrabba's,
you Monday through Friday.
Carrabba's got to start with us. Carrabba's got to start with us. We handpicked Carrabba's.
I speak very positive of Zolak and Bertrand and my time on here.
I'm sure Carrabba's does, too.
I mean, do you speak highly of Tom Morgan, though?
No, not right now.
I had to fight tooth and nail with our old boss to get Carrabba's on.
Remember what that? Do you mean, not right now?
Do you remember that, Zolak? I had to put up a fight for him.
Yep. He wanted to go with the older guys.
Silly thing.
No.
I don't think he mentions us at all on there.
Who?
Everybody but
Milliken?
Tom Morgan. Jesus.
Why would he mention Tom, though?
Exactly.
I don't mean it that way, but like, hey, tune into the show.
Do you ever dump on Zoe on there like you dump on him on this show for not being a baseball guy?
No, I'll dump on Maz at times, McCarthy. It's more geared towards them. I usually leave you guys out of it.
So it's more take driven. Like
take
you dump on them for a take.
Take dunking.
That's right.
Yeah. It's not the ad hominem attacks that you have on Zoe.
No, those are different.
About his baseball viewing.
Whatever.
It's baseball on baseball crime.
Got it. So it's just crapping on baseball takes.
That's all.
Yeah, that should be a podcast. I just made a podcast right there. Crapping on baseball takes.
It's called the Jared Carrabba's Podcast. Check it out.
Crapping on takes.
Where's the, is the owner still here?
I haven't seen him.
Yeah, I haven't seen him either. I wonder if he got to see the fights.
What do you think he'd think of it?
Where do you think those guys get sent to the owner's office when they get sent off the field? They're not sitting in the locker room.
Yep, they're up sitting there right now
in the waiting area outside of owner's office.
That's a nice waiting area too.
Yep. Sucks for Wilkerson and Bourne.
It's classy.
Now you got to deal with Bill. It's not like, hey, you go in there. Oh, we get a quick shower early and go get some lunch. Now you're not hungry. You got a pit in your stomach right now. God, I missed all those reps. Guy like
what happens to it the rest of the afternoon now? These guys were all supposed to, all 180 of them, go down to that go-kart place down the street here.
Serious?
Yeah, they were all supposed
they're
to
go supercharge?
but they're not now. They're afraid they're going to see more fights break out. No, they're not going to supercharge.
How do you know?
What the hell's the matter?
They team at team building activity.
That place is huge. They can house them. Shut it down for the day.
180, 250-pound guys.
Maybe they're staying at that hotel that Zoe used to pump up down there.
Oh, Spring Hill Suites. It's awesome.
It's right there, right?
Yeah, I use it all the time. Spring Hill Suites. We have overflow at the house. You go Spring Hill.
Yeah.
It is awesome. Breakfast, hot breakfast in the morning, right next to the 110 Grill. And
there you go.
Viva Trattoria. Great. Brand-new beds, luxurious suites. Indoor pool.
You and Bob filmed a commercial together.
We did. He had to wake me up. I was trying to take a nap. Hey, we got to go to the game.
Cracks me up that you two would be filming a hotel commercial together, right. Given your
like,
you know
get out
history.
Of my room. Well, we usually have connecting rooms. We had connecting rooms in Mexico. That wasn't good. Yeah. Let me go back up. Shouldn't let me go back up. I blame that whole thing on him.
Not your fault.
Not my fault that night.
How is it not your fault?
Because they let him go back out.
How is it not your fault? No one. Who's supposed to stop you from going back out?
Door. I'm going back out. He's okay. I mean, come on.
Yeah, seriously. That's irresponsible.
It'll be better.
Was it Steve Grogan who was on that trip?
Ice ball.
Who was it?
Grog was on the trip.
Yeah.
Tip, all of them, yeah.
Yep. Thank God. Didn't they play some small role in saving you?
I think Russ Francis. I think I saw Ken Stabler the night before. That's right, I did.
No, that was an illusion.
He was dead, right?
I saw Andre Tippett at the golf course the other day, and I stopped as I was leaving the parking lot. He's getting ready to cross over with his cart, and I stopped to, you know, let him continue from 17 green to 18 tee, and he pretty much yelled at me, go! Like he was angry that I had stopped
well,
for him.
That's not a
Chip
guy.
Does not like people.
I mean, I was being, I guess, way too polite to
Chip
suit
does
him.
Not you, like people. Did you come in late for we had the welcome party down at Georgia, down in Atlanta at the NCAA Hall of Fame?
Yeah,
I was eating with Tip. Remember the fans?
And I walked in.
Coming over. Tip was fine with you because he knows us. But you and your dad, right?
Yeah, my dad was there.
Yeah, and a couple people coming up. Tip's like, I'm eating, man. Can I just eat now? I mean, you see, I have sauce all over my hands. Like, I'm eating chicken wings, and I got ribs here. And, you want to shake hands. You want
so
to sign
I,
stuff.
I didn't see that, but that explains why.
He gets frustrated.
When I
like
got
that.
There, Hardy, so
he gets it a lot.
Sit down here because we need to make sure no one else sits down at this table because Tip is here and he doesn't like people. Something along those
lines. I've seen him so many times. I've never spoken to him. Not that he looks unfriendly.
He's
just
nice.
He has a look on his face like he has
man.
No interest in talking to me. So I just I don't bother him. What am I going to say?
What a player,
Hello?
Though.
I'll never forget that Steeler game when he got into a Parcells at halftime and Tip broke the chalkboard. He threw a Gatorade, like a full Gatorade bucket. I'm talking like, you know, the 5 gallon, 10 gallon one. That
it's got a
full Gatorade.
It's got 100 pounds.
It sounded like it was the empty one that he threw. You and I could throw
Parcells first year.
Yeah, it's Parcells. We were in Pittsburgh.
Okay,
he shattered a chalkboard. I never seen a chalkboard shattered that way.
There's plate
pieces everywhere.
Old school.
There was no fight after that. They didn't really continue it.
Did they listen to him?
They didn't know. Tip, that was. Pretty much the end of his career at the end there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I got to see him a little bit. It was good. Good to play with that guy.
Okay.
Oh, nice ball by Mayfield. Who's that? Is that McCaffrey again?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he's been all over the field.
McCaffrey looks good.
Yeah, he's running well.
Oh, he'll pull something next week.
Yep, that's him.
Oh, that's a nice ball.
Yeah, good player. Mm.
Good player.
Jim is waving him off. Nah, nothing. Nothing to see here. Oh, tell yourself whatever you need to.
Aldo's in Ludlow today. We haven't heard from him in a while.
Hey,
what's up, guys?
Hey, are you a grandpa yet, Scott? Oh, Mr.
No.
Zolak, I know.
No.
You're not. Okay.
You're not going to call me that when I am.
Soon enough.
No, I won't. But what is it in your language?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I used to have it.
Yes, sir. Insulting you. I tried the goulash. It's beautiful.
A ditty,
okay.
My
question for you guys, they said
Pappy.
Talk about training camp. What's the over-under on our boy from Auburn being with us?
Over-under? Or which boy for odds? Do you want odds?
The quarterback. No, I don't gamble. I don't
Alabama.
Think he'll be there.
Which quarterback?
The pretty boy that can't shut his mouth, that guy.
Pretty boy?
Isn't he from Auburn?
Which kid? Who are we talking
about?
The one that
went
talking about
Texas
Stidham?
And we haven't seen him.
Stidham?
Stidham.
He's in Vegas.
He's not here anymore.
He's
playing for the Raiders. He got traded.
It's been a while since I talked to you guys.
Oh, he got traded,
yeah,
Aldo.
He got traded a few months ago.
You got to get
Aldo,
the Ludlow Gazette.
Hey, how do I get Melkin's thing? Because I can't get you guys on my Spotify. But I can get that guy Levitard down in South Beach.
Right.
Okay.
The only sports That's news he gets is the ones he has in direct conversation with us. That's the only info you get.
That's he checks in periodically.
Wow.
Hell of a last day for Brian the intern, screening those calls.
Well, Aldo's a regular, though.
No, he did the right thing by letting him through.
Yeah, he absolutely did the right thing. We have any drops from that call at the end of yesterday's show?
Belly roll.
Belly roll.
Belly roll.
A lot of time up on that screen during a timeout. All right, practice rolls on here in Foxborough. They're 2.5 hours into the practice.
Good coverage.
Who is cheering that play?
It's the crowd down there, VIP
really?
Crowd. That's VIP.
That's
crowd
pretty good.
That was a good roar.
That's the fans.
Good roar
the
for the
fans.
People that, you know, the.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.